Hey. I think this will be the last message you hear from me. I can't believe the things I've said, the things I've done lately. It's like the last, I don't know how long, or just a haze. I listened to the recordings I sent you. I don't think I should have. But I had to know. God help me. God help me, I had to know. I woke up a few hours ago with Scott bending over me. He's the cult's IT guy. But I don't really think he knows what's really going on. He had a syringe in his hand. Told me he'd injected me with a chemical to counteract what they'd done to me. He said I was very pretty and he didn't want me to die like the others. Like, Grace. I think he would have told me more, but there were noises outside and he panicked and left. I wanted to put on clothes, but I couldn't find any in the room. So I've kind of just been wandering around, wearing nothing but a chastity belt. Feel so exposed. This place is a maze, and it's so dark at night. I wandered around for ages before I found a door out. It was locked, of course, and I don't know the code to open it. The windows are all some sort of reinforced glass, and I couldn't find a way to break them. And anyway, I almost certainly freeze to death trying to walk out of this place. But I think it would be better than what's coming. Come. Sticky and sweet on my tongue. In my... No. No. Oh no. I think whatever Scott gave me is wearing off. I'm hidden in a closet next to the garage, I think. If somebody comes in, maybe I can surprise them and get out in a truck. Oh God. If I'm even right about this being by the garage, I've worked here for months. How can I not know? Whispers started in my mind about an hour ago. I can feel things. Things that aren't real. I feel like I'm getting fucked. I can feel my mind going. By the time they find me, I'll beg them to give me to the three of three. Whatever it is, maybe they just put me on really strong drugs, brainwashed me, but I don't think so. I can hardly remember what I saw in the fourth chalet. It's all so fuzzy. It feels so terrifying. So alien. So fucking good. I want it so bad. No! Wonder what it's like for you to hear me like this. You're the last person I'll ever talk to. I'm off to be Cthulhu's sex slave, and God help me, I want it. I want that sweet, dark nothingness in all my holes, fucking my soul away. I want the darkness to come through my eyes and fill me up with lust and corruption. I can't keep it together. Ask for you to pray for me, but I don't think I believe in God anymore. Just the three of three. I remember how it felt. So good. Nothing on earth would be considered pleasure by comparison. I want to be owned by the it. I want to be part of it. Is that madness? I am not totally gone yet. I know what I'm giving up. It hurts to give up my life, my family. It hurts to give up you. Pain just makes all the pleasure sweeter. I can feel it coming for me. God, I want to come. I won't be able to until I see it again. Don't come here. Don't let anybody come here. You've got to starve this thing. This cult. This beast. You should come here. Bask in the darkness with me. Join me in an eternal orgasm of praise for the darkness. I'm so sorry. I have to go before I'm completely lost. Goodbye. Don't follow me. You don't want this. But I do. Ugh.